Welcome to 5 and 5. I'm Becky Nam. What is an actuary and why do I need one? Joining me to answer these questions is Elena White, Vice President of Risk Quality and Network Solutions at Optum. Elena, welcome to 5 and 5. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Elena, as providers take on more risk, it makes sense that they need to start doing the same kind of things payers do. Should that include utilizing actuaries to help them manage risk?
Yes, it does. Actuaries are trained to use data to predict future events and to assign risk, which helps turn risk into opportunities. Providers that have achieved success in risk agreements understand the importance of having in-depth understanding of risk and opportunities in their value-based contracts. Payers have teams of actuaries that are constructing fair and equitable contract terms, at the same time maximizing their own potential. Providers taking on the financial risk need to have that same level of actuarial analysis to ensure that their best interests are accounted for when entering into value-based contracts. Contracts need to be written to allow providers to be successful from the very beginning. A poorly constructed contract will undermine your best outcomes for achieving high quality and efficiency of care.
How would an actuary assign the financial risk for a risk-based contract?
Actuaries evaluate the organizational risk and its financial consequences, which will position providers to enter into economically sound and feasible contract terms. They help to ensure that the contracts are favorable in terms of the reimbursement terms by analyzing and modeling the medical cost services and identifying opportunities and risk. They can also help to quantify the financial impacts for various clinically integrated strategies and can help to further understand network optimization opportunities. Actuaries will be able to help organizations in capturing upside opportunities while minimizing their downside risk.
Elena, what's the risk of not using an actuary?
Actuaries are trained to model risk and help guide providers to making sound decisions about reimbursement terms for risk-based contracts. Without actuarial insight, providers are at greater risk for poor cash flow, non-competitive rates, and most importantly, of entering into agreements where the reimbursement terms for capitated delegated services are not going to cover for the medical services that they have to provide.
So is the role of an actuary strictly financial, or are there other areas where actuaries can help?
Actuaries can help beyond just financial terms. They can also help in identifying operational risks. They can help in developing value-based contract models, such as shared savings programs and new reimbursement terms. They can also help clinicians to quantify clinical opportunities into financial terms.
As value-based care organizations grow, what do you think actuaries can do to help them mature?
Actuaries can assist the organization in many ways. They can support market assessments and opportunity analysis to identify opportunities for expansion with payers, employers, and services to patients. They can support new product design development, evaluate feasibility of current and new contract terms and negotiations. They can also help to develop downstream provider contracts so that you can ensure that your downstream providers and their reimbursement terms are aligned with the payer contract terms that you have in place. And they can also support network optimization.
Elena White is Vice President of Risk Quality and Network Solutions at Optum. Elena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.